From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. At a news conference to release the Ontario NDP's Northern Healthcare Platform, reporters were more interested in getting incumbent Timmins MPP Gil Bisson's take on what Conservative leader Doug Ford said about him a day earlier. Ford said Bisson and his party voted with the Liberals when they abandoned passenger rail service 10 years ago. Bisson responds that the New Democrats pleaded with the Dalton McGuinty Liberals not to.
Last election and this election, we promised that we would bring back the Northlander, and I'll tell you, we're forming government, we're bringing back the Northlander, and it's not going to take 4 or 5 years to do another study as we did last time with Mr. Ford.
Bisson also denies opposing Connecting Link funding. He says it was the Mike Harris Tories who downloaded it to the municipality, and it should be re-uploaded to the province. Look in your medicine cabinet for eye drops that are being recalled. Health Canada says one lot of PharmaSave Advanced Relief eye drops and another of Compliments Advanced Relief eye drops have ingredients not listed on the label. The health agency says that could cause an allergic reaction, including a rash and itching or swelling of the face, tongue, and throat. Health Canada says do not use the product and talk to a doctor if you had a reaction. Auric of the Great White North is about to rise again. The comic book superhero who hails from Timmins is moving 30 years ahead in time for a mission in 1941, right in the middle of World War II. He battles the Nazis and other bad guys, including Prime Minister Mackenzie King, who is also an evil sorcerer. Co-creator Davis Dewsbury says a 30-day Kickstarter campaign is underway to pay production costs.
Written and drawn, just some minor production work needs to be done now with the lettering, and once this campaign's done, we're going to get this out to the public as soon as possible.
Dewsbury's hoping to publish it in July. Audio of our complete interview is on our website. Finally, this afternoon, we've been discussing the Cold War era report from 1961 about protecting more than 50,000 people from nuclear fallout in the stopes of several Timmins mines. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says 400 to 500 people would be in each shelter area, sleeping on cots. There were concerns about storing food down there, where dampness would make it rot.
But anything that was in a can or things like bottles of soft drinks or whatever could be kept on the surface, they figured, because even if there was radiation that fell onto the cans, it wouldn't damage the food.
We'll pick it up next week with more of the shelter plan. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.